Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are going to take a look at what I like to call intense faith. In Romans chapter 4, verses 19 through 21, we find an amazing description of the faith of Abraham. Richard Francis Weymouth, in his New Testament and Modern Speech translation of this passage, wrote it this way: "And without growing weak in faith, he could note his own vital powers, now decayed, for he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's barrenness. Nor did he in unbelief stagger at God's promise, but had intense faith, giving glory to God and being absolutely certain that whatever he had promised, he could also carry out." Abraham had intense faith. One aspect that can be observed in this passage of Scripture about Abraham's intense faith is this: intense faith can observe the current circumstances and not weaken in faith. The Scripture reads again, "And without growing weak in faith, he," referring to Abraham, "could note his own vital powers now decayed, for he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's barrenness." Abraham's intense faith could observe the current circumstances and yet not have his faith weakened. We know Abraham, being almost 100 years old, had received a promise from God that he would bear a son through Sarah, his wife, who was only a mere 10 years younger than he, and that son would be the child of promise, the one that would make Abraham the father of many nations. And yet this promise seemed absolutely absurd. The older Abraham got, the worse his circumstances appeared. Have you ever been in such a situation where the promise of God that you see written in His Word seems to grow dimmer and dimmer in possibility in light of your circumstances? Every single believer will face such a faith test. Abraham, known as the father of faith, truly faced this test and was victorious in it. He passed the test. But what was the key to his intense faith? This week we will examine five specific things about Abraham's intense faith that brought him to victory. The very first one is that intense faith can observe the current circumstances and not weaken in faith. Many people who have preached on faith have been accused of proposing that people deny their current circumstances, pretend they don't exist, and that by doing so, this is faith. Let me say to you that biblically speaking, faith is able to observe the reality of the facts of the current circumstances. You undoubtedly have facts that are in your face, so to speak, that seem to scream to you that the promise of God will not cover your particular situation. And yet, Abraham is truly an example for us that circumstances, or we could call them temporal conditions, and the word temporal means subject to change, that regardless of the temporal conditions you may have in your life right now, God's truth, God's promise, is greater than your facts. Abraham had his own physical impossibility. He was about 100 years old. He was as good as dead in the sense of being able to produce offspring. He also had to face up to the fact every day that he had a wife who was well past childbearing years. How did Abraham look at these facts, face these circumstances, observe his situation, and yet not weaken in faith? The scripture in Romans 4 tells us, without growing weak in faith, he could note, it means he could observe, his own vital powers now decayed, for he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's barrenness. He could look at his circumstances and not grow weak in faith. His faith is in the promise of God. So you could say, Abraham could look at his impossibility and yet not weaken in faith toward God's promise. All Bible faith is based upon the Word of God. It is not faith if you don't have the Bible as your foundation. If your faith is not in what God has said, then it isn't faith at all. Perhaps you have hope, you're hoping such and such will occur, but if you have no biblical foundation, then you are not talking about faith. Abraham had a specific promise from God. He would become the father of many nations. That was a, we would call, rhema word, a spoken word of God to Abraham. We have the Logos word now, written word of God, that's filled with promises for the believer, that God is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, that God is your protector, that there shall no evil befall you, according to Psalm 91, that he is the one who will heal you, that he is Jehovah Rapha. We have a multitude of promises upon which we can base our faith every day of our lives and see God do miracles and impossibilities for us as we stand in faith, not staggering with unbelief at God's promise. But truthfully, in an intense world that we live in, when we have pressures from every side, and especially the pressure of human logic, and Satan himself will use logic against you to try to undermine your faith, because oftentimes the promise of God stands in the very face of human logic. There was nothing logical about God promising Abraham and Sarah that they would bear a son together. There may be nothing logical about the promise of God for your situation, because your situation, like Abraham's, is in all appearances past hope. And yet God has called each of us to have a faith that is of the intensity of Abraham, that we might be able to obtain the promises God has made for each one of us, even in light of impossible circumstances. Adoniram Judson was a great missionary in an era gone by, and he labored in the mission field of what was then known as Burma. He knew he had a word from God to go and minister to the unreached people in Burma, and yet his circumstances stood opposed to that ever coming to pass. He found himself lying in a foul jail with 32 pounds of chains around his ankles and his feet bound to a bamboo pole. A fellow prisoner mockingly said to him, "Dr. Judson, what about the prospect of the conversion of the heathen?" Dr. Judson's instant reply, which was filled with faith based on the Word of God and not on his circumstances, was this. He said, "The prospects are just as bright as the promises of God." Hudson Taylor, founder of the China Inland Mission, labored in China in the 1800s. into the early 1900s, and he also faced impossible circumstances trying to reach the people of inland China. During an especially trying time, he wrote home to his wife in a letter, "We have 25 cents and all the promises of God." Intense faith can observe the current circumstances and yet not weaken in faith. God wants you to be able to observe your current circumstances and say, yes, these may be the facts, but God's truth, His promise, is far greater, far more powerful, and will change the current temporal situation to match His excellent promise. Don't allow your circumstances to tell you that God's word will not come to pass. Stand fast, have an intense faith like Abraham, and you will find that your faith will become sight. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying intense faith. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.